Welcome to The Turning with Davis Bunn. I'm Melinda Schmidt, and we're learning what it looks like to listen when God speaks. And last time we talked about those specific issues in our lives, Davis, where really we can only succeed by God's direct help. Talk to us more about how our study of attentiveness can help make this happen.
Well, first and foremost, Melinda, we need to go back to what we said last time, and that is success does not merely signify getting the job done. It's not about resolving the issue. It's not about ending the crisis. Success, in God's eyes, requires that whatever solution we find or bring into being be the one that God will find most pleasing and the one that brings us into a closer walk with Him.
Oh, you got me at focusing on ending the crisis. Ending the crisis. I get so much even physical tension inside over, God, come on, I'm straining. You've got to help me or fill in the blank person to get this done.
If we can find one issue, and that, again, is one of the big problems, is separating out the one. But if we can find one issue that we use as the teaching tool for this instruction, okay? See yourself in the moment of silence, leaving your issue on the altar, and then turning away. Commit to doing this every day for a week. And during this week, practice the discipline of patience.
So today you're talking about that turning.
Yes.
Is leaving it there at God's feet or on the altar and then
turning away
and letting God do what He's going to do.
Not just God doing, but also listening for His response.
All right. I'm having to learn this attentiveness myself. You can learn more about Davis and his new book at theturningbook.com.